for the determination.
Is this still May?
Tomorrow is the last day. Yeah, I think this was May 30th. Let's look at the calendar and see.
It's May 31st.
So today's the last day?
Today's the last day of May.
And then tomorrow's going to be June?
Tomorrow is June 1st.
That's so my favorite day is April 1st as a day.
Why?
April Fool's Day!
What's your favorite day, Laura?
My favorite day is Halloween.
How come?
Trick or treat, mommy, give me something good to eat. Halloween's my favorite day too.
My favorite day is our wedding anniversary. You know what that means?
The day you got married.
Mm-hmm.
What day was it? May what? June what?
December 18th,
1966. Mm-hmm. How many years have you been married? Evil Knievel hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Almost nine?
Mm-hmm.
Or just eight?
Eight and a half.
Be good, that's nine.
Mm-hmm. See, is that right?
And you know that Knievel has been good.
What's 75 take away 66? What's 15 take away 6?
11.
No.
Nine.
No, nine is... So we'll be married 9 years in December. That's right.
And I know how many years you got married about 5 years ago.
No, how old is Joe?
7.
So how could we have gotten married 5 years ago?
8.
8, yeah. We hadn't quite been married a year when we decided to grow Joe.
After getting you picking your hair.
Okay. We decided to grow Joe when we'd been married about 8 months.
Mommy?
Yes?
I know what you wanted to do, but you were forgetting about carrying me.
Uh-oh, you're not to carry Laura around.
Yes, I said, no, mommy, that, you're stopping there.
Uh-huh.
And so she can murder you. She did it today. Even at lunchtime.
Did you break your habit and your rule? Oh, worse than I break mine?
No, not worse.
It's possible to be worse, huh?
Smaller. Your test first.
Guess what the best part of the ice cream? The ice or the cream?
The cream.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best part of the ice cream for you?
No. The cream? The ice cream! Yeah, the ice cream!
That's
the best part.
What's your favorite flavor?
I think this kind.
You like this kind?
Oh, I love this kind. It's heavenly.
I think this is my favorite kind of ice.
This is my favorite kind. What's your favorite kind?
This kind.
What's your favorite?
Oh, I don't know. I don't really know the favorite anymore.
I've got two favorites.
This kind, and you know that ice cream that's got coffee ice cream and chocolate ice cream mixed with nuts in it?
Jamocha almond fudge.
Mm-hmm. These two are my favorite.
And I've got three favorites, I mean. And the vanilla ice cream with the chocolate that we had at Grand Franco's.
Marble fudge.
Mm-hmm. I like marble fudge and the ones with the nuts in it. And this kind I like.
Coffee?
Mm-hmm.
What's the food you like the least?
Artichoke?
No, not the most. The least.
What do you hate? What's the food you hate the most?
Let's see here. Lemons?
Lemons. What else?
And kumquat?
And kumquat. And what else? What about you, Joanna?
Toilets?
Oh, you're not too funny.
Well,
What kind of animal do you like the least?
I don't know.
What kind do you like the most?
You like the most of all?
Uh-huh.
Seals and...
Seals, huh?
Seals and something else.
I see.
I like humans.
Children who likes people.
I like people who love humans.
Humans? Uh-huh. What's the best thing that people do and what's the worst thing that people do? We'll let Laura go first so she won't copy you.
I think...
What's the best thing people do?
Not eat sweet.
Not eat sweet? And what's
not break things.
And not break things?
And not... And not do dangerous things.
And not do dangerous things. And what are the worst things that they do? What are the bad things people do?
Break something.
Uh-huh.
And shoot someone.
Uh-huh.
And having a person die.
Having a person die is a bad thing. What are the good things?
Having people not die.
Uh-huh.
And having speed not to get hurt.
When's my turn?
No, you done? Your turn.
The good things?
Yeah.
Being born.
Uh-huh.
I guess just being born.
Uh-huh.
And the bad things. Lying.
Uh-huh.
And kidnapping.
Uh-huh.
And robbery.
Okay, now I'm going to play a little game with you. I want Laura to go first, okay? Laura? No, Laura, you have to go first so you don't copy.
And then Joanna and Maria.
Okay. Supposing I want to tell you, this is a story about a little girl who got in trouble, okay?
Mm-hmm. What's a little girl?
All right, a little girl who got in trouble. And you tell me which is the worst trouble, okay? Which is badder? No. Once a little girl was sneaking cookies and she accidentally broke a glass. All right? And once a little girl was trying to help put away the glasses and she accidentally broke 10 glasses while she was trying to help her mommy put them away. Now, which was the worst? When was the little girl the worst? Don't tell, Joanna.
Breaking the glass.
No, but which time did she broke the glass? Was it worse? Was it bad? Was it bad both times? Or when she was sneaking the cookies or when she was trying to help put the glasses away?
Both.
And is one of them more bad than the other one?
Sneaking cookies and breaking the real glass. The house.
That was the worst?
Was it the real glass of the house, or was it a glass that you drink out of?
Well, it's just a glass you drink out of, but I want to know, is it worse if you break a glass while you're sneaking cookies, or if you break it while you're trying to help put it away?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay, we'll give Joanne
a minute. When you're trying to be bad and sneaking cookies, not when you're trying to help and put them away.
And why is that?
Because you're doing something bad already, sneaking cookies.
Yeah. And
you know you shouldn't be there, so you break the glass.
I see. But what were you trying to do when you helped put the cookies away? I mean, when you helped put the glass away, were you doing the bad thing?
You were trying to help.
Uh-huh. Was it an accident?
Yes.
So is it worse, Caesar, if you break something in an accident, or if you break something when you're doing something naughty? No more ice cream cone. Okay. Now I'm going to do one other thing. And I want Laura to go first and then Joanna. All right?
Mm-hmm.
This is really a fun thing to do. Laura, you're going to like it a lot. It's really fun to do. Ready?
What? No.
the world are you doing?
You'll see, it's really good to do.
No, carry it to each cup. It doesn't even matter.
Okay. Here comes Mommy. She's going to do a little experiment with Laura, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But I need some cups and some glasses of water. And then,
Joanna, don't you interrupt. Then it's your turn to do the experiment. Okay, Laura,
I need you to watch with your sharp eyes and tell me what happens to the water. Do you know what it means if I say it's the same amount?
Let's put it like this.
All right, watch the glass of water, okay?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Does this glass have as much water as that glass had?
No. Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
It has the same amount as that glass had? All right. Now tell me. Does this glass, this blue glass, have the same amount as this clear tall glass had?
Yes.
Yes, it does. Okay, Mommy poured from both glasses. Now watch this. Do these two glasses put together have as much water as this blue glass had all by itself?
Yes.
Yes, they do. How do you know that?
Because you can
watch me pouring the water? Is that how you know? Shh, don't, Joanna. Is that how you know?
No!
Okay, now let me ask you something. Does this tall, skinny glass have as much water as it was in this glass, in this short, fat glass?
No.
No? How come?
Because it's a taller glass.
Because it's a taller glass?
No, because you have the rest of that glass.
No. Wait a minute. Watch what I did. We're only talking about this glass.
It's blue.
Okay. I'm going to pour the water from this short, fat glass into this tall, skinny glass. And you tell me if I have the same amount of water as was in this little short, fat glass. What do you think?
No.
No? How come?
Because it's here.
Because where it comes on the glass? All right. I'm going to take this water in the tall, skinny, clear glass, and I'm going to pour it in the blue glass. And you tell me if I have the same amount of water. Don't take that, Joanna. Is that the same? It is? How come?
Don't.
You're slim. How come, Laura, it's the same amount of water?
Because.
All right.
You have that because I'm really there.
I see. Joanna, be quiet. Now I'm going to pour this back in this little cup. Is it the same amount of water?
No.
Okay, now I'll give Joanna. So how do you know when it's the same amount of water?
I have a good idea.
What?
I should get something.
No, I want to know something, Laura. How do you know when it's the same amount of water or not?
Because I can see.
Because you can see. Okay, Joanna, your turn.
I'll go get something.
Joanna, if I pour the water from this short, fat glass into this tall, skinny glass, is it the same amount of water?
Yes.
How do I know?
Because this glass is fat and short, and this glass is tall and skinny.
Right.
And there was the same amount in here. All you have to do is pour it in. It's the same amount in the other.
Now, what if I pour it into this blue glass? Do I have the same amount of water?
Yeah, it's the same.
Okay, now I'm going to add this other water from this glass, and I'm going to pour this whole big glass of water into these two cups. Okay. Do I have the same amount of water as I have in the big blue glass?
Yes, you do.
How do you know that I have the same amount of water in these two cups?
Because
I poured it in. Oh, you brought another cup for the game, huh? What am I supposed to do with this cup?
No problem.
Put some water in it.
I want to have fun with the water.
Okay.
Just want to play with it. Give me the big skinny glass.
Right. Here, Laura and I can keep playing. Laura, all right, let's see if you can
play.
I know, I'm going to play. Okay, you ask Mommy the game. That's a good idea. You ask Mommy the game.
And give me.
Don't pour it all over my exam question.
Mama, please do better.
Okay, you ask Mommy the game.
Is this the much? Is it this glass?
Yes.
No, look it.
I think it's the same amount of water. Why don't you?
What?
I know it is.
Oh, it's too low?
Yes, look it.
I see. So it couldn't be the same amount because it's too low?
Yes. Now I'll show you the red glass.
All right. Don't spill it on my exam questions, please.
Now listen.
It's the same size.
Yes, I think it's the same amount of water.
Now listen, Dora. You see this big glass of water? If I pour into this glass and then a drop into there, is it the same amount? No. Why is it the same amount?
Because it's smaller.
No, but it's also fatter. These two glasses are fatter than this glass, and this glass is taller than those glasses.
But wait, you guys, I can get many glass.
Every glass, no matter how far it is.
Tiny bit. Is it?
That's your mug, so you should know just how much that holds. All right. You, what are you going to do, Laura?
I'm going to get out of
the cup. That's enough cups, Laura. That's really quite a lot of cups. Okay?
Yeah.
What are you doing, Beezer? What are you doing? All right, kids, don't pour water all over. We're going to mop everything up. Where did I start here?
Oh.
What, Laura, that's enough cups.
This guy wants some water, doesn't he?
Joey needs some blood.
Laura, that's more than enough glasses. That's every glass in the house. No more glasses. All right,
wait.
Now let's really do an experiment with these glasses. Are you going to be the person who asks the question? Okay.
Which one of those mugs is mine?
All right. Let's see. Laura's going to ask Mommy the questions. All right, I'm ready.
Is this mug the same amount as this mug?
Is the tall blue glass the same amount as the mug? Small mug. Yes. Is it? Well, why are you giving me the mug? Is it the same amount?
Just tell me how to see.
Is that how I should see? I think it's the same amount.
Yes.
Do you think it's the same amount?
Yes, but.
Why do you think it's the same amount?
I'm still going to do it. Mm. You think this is the same amount?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Magic things.
Laura is pouring cups of different sizes. Yes, I think it stays the same amount.
Yep.
No, it doesn't. How come? Wait, I'm going to fill off the floor. Is that the same amount of water?
No, I did.
Why isn't it the same amount?
I did bubble water.
Don't you, Luna? Why isn't it the same amount, Laura?
Well, wait, I can't get it. You're wrong.
No, that's enough water. Now, I want to ask you something, Laura. Just for a minute, let's pretend this is a malted instead of water.
Okay.
If I put this malt in this cup...
I'm in charge!
Okay, which glass has more malt, or do they have the same amount of malt? Same amount of ice cream? Which glass are you going to drink the malt out of? That one, because it has more? The tall, thin cup has more?
This
is not good. Hey, it's getting late. You guys have to go to bed. No, I can't do my homework with a half a gallon of water all around me on the table. I have to put my typewriter out and type here. I'll do one more experiment with the water and then call it
good. My vanilla malt.
Okay. No, okay, but do it in the kitchen, okay? That's enough now.
Okay.
I've got to do my work. And I can't do it this way. Don't drink that, children.
Oh my God.
I'm not. Okay, are we done with the war?
This is mine.
No, we're not.
Okay. No, we're not.
Okay, we'll do this in the kitchen over the sink now.
Oh, it's kind of...
my dishwashing soap. That's very expensive.
Okay. That's over here.
Don't use any more.
That was a plan. Oh, they get different kinds of. This is my beauty picture. This is my tiny little picture. I must pour some of this stuff in there.
The cupboard has lots of pretty stuff you use. And here's the prettiest of all. That one that's real big, right?
Which one?
This one, right there. Right
here.
That's the prettiest of all.
Oh my god, this stuff is so strong. It makes me get tears.
This stuff is so strong.
You can use my bathroom whenever you want to.
Well, okay. And you can use my directions and stuff like that when you need lunch, okay?
Okay.
Me too, I'm going to my coffee pillow, my milk bottle, all the things, okay? And here, and this thing is from both of our houses.
You know that isn't. That's part of my house.
I
forgot. Again, I don't want this.
Push this down for me, will you please?
Yes, I will.
Push it down. I can't.
There, now push it down.
I can't. It should get this caught down in here. Wait a minute.
Well, I'll go back to my work. Right, that locks it. This thing must unlock it. Now, push it down. Now, I think it will work now. Push it. There, at last. This is my little finger eye.
This is yeah, my little
big chair or anything.
This is the chair, and I stand
on it. This stuff is so strong.
Well, this thing is belongs to me, and then you need to use it.
Look at that part!
It's yours.
And all, this whole sink is mine because this is where I work, in the middle of everything. So you've got to ask me when you want to use the sink or the bathroom.
What?
You want anything for my cupboard? And in my pots, or you want to use my dishwasher?
Or you could use...
Or my stove.
Or you could use my, stuff up here. But you can't use my potty wash. You know why? Because my parts would be too wet. But you may have to use some of my stuff. And so you could, okay?
Yeah, okay.
And if you have some, I have some trays. And one is a glass, and we can't use the glass.
I was just pretending to put the cleanser in. I wasn't really.
I'm going to put the cleaning supplies away, and then nobody will be tempted.
I know, but we were just pretending.
To use this, and please don't drink any of that. It would make you really ill, my dear girls.
Oh no, it would make you die.
Die?
Yes.
Well, it would make you good and sick. Joanna, that does not go in there. You just say, oh, we will not, and then you go right ahead and do it.
That's not a cooking supply.
I think your brain doesn't care to hear what I was talking about, does it?
So strong, I better put only a drop of it on the salad. I better put it all on the salad, and then mix the salad.
What I'm doing is putting the different cupfuls of butter, it'll make it better, right?
Yeah.
It's strong, because that's what we like, it's strong, right?
Yeah, if it weren't strong, we wouldn't have the part that, you know, did the...
Yeah, cooking.
It wouldn't taste like salad. It tastes like puke. What would it taste like?
It happens in the bathroom. And he takes me the tissue. Just take one of my tissues.
Okay.
I just took little bubbles and the
okay.
I need some crust too.
The good crust is the good part. It makes it not soft. It doesn't make it too strong.
I put the bubbles in.
Onion
I put some bubbles in. Don't you put some bubbles in?
Huh? Bubble flakes. Yeah, they're called.
Look how many deep put bubbles in.
Not so bad.
You have to worry about the glass over here.
Look at mine, it's getting...
Please, can I use your water?
Oh, of course. Just a bit. You're not supposed to use a lot. I'm not supposed to use...
Well, one thing I better... I think we better share how
most is a teaspoon. That's what we should use. And this kind of dressing.
Okay. Well, this kind of dressing... My kind of dressing, I don't...
You should only use a teaspoon.
I don't use a teaspoon, do you know why? Because I let mine like sweet and hard to eat. Because it's hard to put this much in your mouth, you know.
Yeah.
Because that's why, not for the water, do you know why? Because when something gets sweeter and bubblier, and because it's gooder to, you know, get healthier with this custard.
Where's my spoon? I left my spoon at your house. Would you please pass it to me?
There it is. Please pass me my spoon. Michigan, what time is this, kitty? Michigan, kitty.
Sanitary for sanity, sanitary for sanity. Remember that?
And then?
Ooh, this is a lot. Look how much I've got it. Just about a mouthful, but I would never, I've got more than that. I would never take this in my mouth. It is so strong.
I can't believe it.
Take a taste. It's so strong.
You just eat it.
I never even take a bite of it. Only in a salad I would. It's only salad you can use this for.
I think I'm going to put all of this in.
I think I need just a bit more corn.
Can you put any soap in for real? First, did you miss it? Did you put any soap in? Joanna, did you put any soap in?
No, just a bit. I'll show you what I did. Here, I'll give you some of mine to put in. Okay, here. Where's your soap in?
Oh, did you break it in tiny little pieces like mine?
Huh. Where is mine? Talking about it, where is it go?
Look at it.
See? Oh, it's so watery. I never knew it would get so watery.
It's true.
I just put a drop of water in it. Next thing you know, it's too much water.
I'm afraid to do it.
Eat on the floor.
We will buy the rest of the people off. They can sit on these little things.
Besides, we're not even having parties. We're just making something good to eat.
But at our party here, we're going to have to.
I think some powdered salt in this stuff.
Me too. They're not for real.
I know. I'm just pretending.
It makes it smell the powdered salt. You can put that stuff in.
Just
what? Oh, look how much I've got. I've got more than a mouthful.
But I will never take a... I will never take a bite of this stuff.
Well, remember,
I would only put it in the salad.
Joanna, what did you put in?
Show me my ear, okay?
Nothing.
Oh my god! Look at that! would think that this... Who would this be a wrong stop? Can't they just be running into each other? Huh? Oh, I didn't look like I did, but I don't care. I have some new kids. Watched him on TV, he's in the hospital. He is Evel Knievel. That's his name.
Evel Knievel?
You know, you watched him on TV with me.
Yeah,
that's my husband. He's Evel Knievel.
He's in the hospital with hurt.
Yes, some
kids. He got his back, I think.
Yeah, he did. But does he look handsome?
Yeah, and he damaged his arm.
Yeah.
But, really well, I think they feel better, don't
you? See how he walks? He wants to walk himself. Wasn't that funny?
Yeah. But he couldn't.
Oh, he could. He was just about doing it.
Yeah, but...
And I found
that one even with bubbles in. How do you... How do you make it real bubbly and stuff like that?
Mix it.
If you want to put more and more breadcrumbs, you need that?
Don't put more and more breadcrumbs. No way. That will make it less bubbly. Right. I dumped mine. Yeah, it's not enough. Okay. I'm going to get this timer thing, and I'm going to mix until it goes bad. Okay, do you want to mix with me?
Well, I can. I have to mix real good because I have a battery.
That's what you can.
Well, I think that year or something is done, or
no, 2 months they say only 2 months.
Okay.
And the phone book is mine. And the phone is mine. on the book.
Yep, the boat is gone.
Play. My salad dressing is almost ready. Okay, it's ready to go into the... What's the book going into? Well, it's ready to go into here. Ready to go stay in here. I've got to go too, don't you?
No,
I do.
He won't, no, he won't jump like that anymore, if that's what you mean. Hey, what a mess. Guys, you got to clean this mess up a little. And then you got to go to bed. Do you know what time it is? Joanna, see if you can tell me what time it is.
It is just about 15 after 7.
That's right. It's 7:15, so it's time to go to bed. Okay? Please. Let's clean up now, Laura. It's time to go to bed.
Okay.
Can you clean this mess up, sister?
What did you do to my coffee?
Go.
Look at my salad dressing.
Yeah, look.
Yuck.
Yuck. Laura, it's time to go to bed, sweetie.